KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego International Jewish Film Festival, celebrating its 35th year starting January 27th. This year's festival features more than 30 films from 13 countries with special events and guest filmmakers. Tickets at sdijff.org.
Good morning. I'm Katie Heisen in for Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, February 3rd. A San Diego company is at the forefront of nuclear fusion. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Students, employees, and contractors at Palomar High School in Chula Vista were alerted of a possible TB exposure. They could have been exposed last year between February 24th and June 5th, according to county health officials. TB is an airborne illness. Symptoms include cough, fever, night sweats, and unexplained weight loss. People can be sick for months before getting a TB diagnosis. People who test positive for TB should get a chest X-ray and medication to prevent them from getting sicker later. San Diego County is remodeling the Mira Mesa Epicenter into a community center. The county aims to complete the project in fall of 2026. The Epicenter closed in 2016 after the city of San Diego terminated its lease. This new version of the Epicenter will have a multifunctional pickleball and basketball court, a community garden, rentable community space, a music room, and more. At the groundbreaking last week, City of San Diego Councilmember Kent Lee stressed the need for more youth-focused spaces.
They need a place where they can study, where they can gather, where they can socialize. And that's what the vision for this site has been in the past. And it turned out that was still the need that folks identified today.
The Epicenter was also a concert venue before it closed. That's no longer the case with the remodel. February is Museum Month in San Diego County. More than 60 museums and cultural institutions have half-off admission. They include Birch Aquarium, the Museum of Contemporary Art, and the New Children's Museum. You can get a printed Museum Month pass at more than 80 libraries in the county, or you can download a digital pass on your phone. But some museums will only accept the printed pass. See which ones at sandiegomuseumcouncil.org. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over four decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
The creation of energy from nuclear fusion has been a goal for decades. Technological advances at companies like General Atomics in San Diego are bringing us closer to it. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge tells us about this quest to put the sun in a bottle and use it to provide what would be abundant power.
3, 2, 1.
In August last year, the control room at General Atomics had something to celebrate, with plasma shot number 200,000. Every shot is an experimental fusion of hydrogen atoms you smash together to generate the heat you need to produce energy. David Pace is deputy director of the fusion facility run by General Atomics.
With fusion, what we're going to do, we're going to take two particles, and if you smash them together hard enough, they release net energy. And that's what we do. We want to smash together a lot of particles and make a lot of energy.
Nuclear fusion is what happens on the sun. The process leaves behind helium and energy, and none of that long-lasting nuclear waste that has bedeviled its power-generating cousin, the nuclear fission power plant. Richard Buttery is director of the General Atomics D3D fusion reactor, which is funded by the Department of Energy. He says the promise of exploiting fusion on Earth is a virtually limitless supply of energy.
Because the fuel we have for fusion is abundant around the world. The deuterium, that's one type of hydrogen that we use, you just extract that from seawater. The other fuel that we want to use, lithium, is something you can pull out the ground. It's common, it's in your cell phone batteries. And the amounts you need to do a lot of energy is very small.
The quest for fusion energy has been a long haul. Scientists have been pursuing it since the Second World War. At General Atomics, the fusion reactor is called a tokamak, a technology that dates back to the 1960s. Originally developed by the Russians, it's a donut-shaped oven that conducts the intense heat needed for fusion. Powerful magnets are used to control the energy. But for all the progress that's been seen over the years, we still don't have the technology to contain and release fusion energy so it can boil water, run a turbine, and generate power. Pace says the challenge now is turning science into a fusion power plant.
We have a piece of science that we understand really, really well, but now we have to fold that into a physical device that takes it to the next step, that gets you closer to producing electricity. And it's really this integration and this full system approach that is just an incredibly challenging problem.
A possible answer to that problem is taking shape in France, an international project called ITER, Latin for the way. It's a tokamak-powered facility that will be the closest thing the world has seen to a fusion power plant. ITER's goal is to produce 10 times the fusion energy it gets from an outside heating source. This year, General Atomics will ship to ITER a magnet to contain its super-hot ball of gas. And Buttery says this is not any old magnet.
This is a magnet that is so powerful that it could lift an aircraft carrier out of the water.
Scientific work on fusion energy has gone on for so long, you have to forgive people for casting doubt when they hear somebody say, "We're almost there." Innovation and Public Policy Professor David Victor co-directs UC San Diego's Energy Decarbonization Initiative. He says an old joke about fusion is it's the great energy source of the future, and it always will be. Even so, Victor says recent progress toward the goal is no joke.
There are a lot of improvements in technologies that make several different strategies for fusion energy at least seem a lot more plausible than they did even 5 or 10 years ago. New kinds of lasers, and in particular, new kinds of magnets, really, really powerful magnets that can confine a fusion plasma.
But he says, as we consider fusion, don't forget the potential for wind and solar. Even nuclear fission may have a future if the industry can build small modular units. Meanwhile, Buttery says private sector investment in fusion in the U.S. has increased hugely, from venture capitalists to philanthropic groups.
At the government level, the United States is investing strongly in fusion, and so are our competitors. China is actually outspending the United States by a factor of 2 in its government funding.
Buttery says with increased investment, people in the fusion field believe we will have fusion power plants sometime in the 2030s. If that does happen, the question of whether you can draw power from one of them may depend on where you live. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
This week, President Trump began a campaign to upend federal spending. Meanwhile, a lithium company in Imperial Valley awaits over $1 billion in federal funds. iNews Source investigative reporter Philip Salata has more.
Within weeks, the race to extract lithium in Imperial Valley got a boost, then a twist. First, the Biden administration's Department of Energy announced it would loan $1.36 billion to Energy Source Minerals. That's if the company's lithium extraction project meets certain qualifications. Then, 1 week after President Trump's inauguration, his administration sent a memo to all federal agencies telling them to pause federal funding, including initiatives related to renewable energy. The move, blocked by a federal judge, then rescinded, raises questions about whether the loan is still coming. The U.S. currently depends on foreign suppliers for lithium used to make electric car batteries, but Lithium Valley could change that. Imperial County Supervisor Ryan Kelly has remained optimistic. Here's Kelly speaking from a battery conference last December.
So we still see the Salton Sea region as key, even with the change in election.
Trump's budget memo came after he rolled back a Biden administration goal for 50% of new cars sold in the U.S. to be electric. Kelly says projects in other states have an advantage.
They have a story to say that the regulations in their neck of the woods are not California.
Neither the company nor the Energy Department are answering questions about the loan. For KPBS, I'm iNews Source investigative reporter Philip Zalata.
iNews Source is an independently funded, nonprofit partner of KPBS. Flu cases increased in San Diego County by 14% during the week between January 18th and 25th. That's according to the latest county virus report. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says lingering smoke from recent wildfires could be making matters worse.
Wildfire smoke contains tiny particles that can weaken your lungs. Polluted air makes it easier to get sick and harder to recover, says Dr. William Tsang.
Fire and smoke can worsen your recovery.
Tsang says for people with already weakened lungs, the risk is even higher.
If you have COPD or pulmonary disease, and then on top of that you get an infection, then absolutely you're more likely for things to settle in.
To protect your lungs, Tsang also recommends limiting smoke exposure and improving indoor air quality.
Putting a HEPA filter in your house, that would be very important. Not smoking is huge. Staying away from smoky environments.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Special education staff in the San Diego Unified School District say they have too many students to give them the attention they need. Reporter Katie Anastas says they're calling for increased staffing.
We can't support our students when we are over caseload year after year.
Education specialist Jennifer Stanchak works with students who need extra support for reading, writing, or behavior. Last year, she had 35 students. That's 15 more than the limit the district and teachers' union agreed on.
It means less support for our students. It means less time that we have to work with our families.
Union leaders say the district needs to do more to recruit special education staff. Deputy Superintendent Nicole DeWitt says the shortage is nationwide.
What we've done internally is we actually have created pipeline programs to help grow our own educators.
She says the district has a paid teacher residency program and partners with local universities for a teacher internship program. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
As we mentioned earlier in the podcast, this month is Museum Month across San Diego County. Reporter John Carroll visited one museum that's been around for decades, and you've probably never heard of it.
We are here to preserve the legacy of the United States Marine Corps.
That nearly 250-year legacy is preserved at the Command Museum, located at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. Ashley Petters is the marketing director, and Joan Schwartz-Wetter is the museum's executive director.
It's a primer on American history, international history in some ways, and of course the local history component. You're going to come away learning a lot.
The museum spans two floors, a reception area and gallery downstairs, and upstairs exhibits featuring Marines in many conflicts down through the years. Schwartz-Wetter says visiting this place is also a great way to learn about the history of San Diego.
The Marine Corps has been part of the fabric of San Diego really since 1911. In the 1914, and again in 1921 when the space first opened.
The Command Museum is one of more than 70 museums and other cultural institutions taking part in Museum Month. As of Saturday, passes for half-off admission prices are available at libraries across San Diego County. John Carroll, KPBS News.
For a list of museums participating in Museum Month, go to sandiegomuseumcouncil.org. Love comes in many forms: romantic, familial, friendship, love for pets, or even a place. This Valentine's Day, KPBS wants to know your San Diego love story. Maybe it's about how you met your partner, or how your dog or cat lights up your life. Or maybe your story is about family traditions, your best friend, the best place to watch a sunset, or even the best California burrito you ever had. Text or call us with your story at 619-630-8516. You can also send your submission at kpbs.org/lovestory. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Katie Heisen in for Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.